mountains, but it's like the hill country in Texas. And I got to walk into what would have been similar to what a barn, as they say tonight, would have been, where the animals were kept, which is kind of hewn out cave on the side of a hill. Been there, and it's an amazing thing to witness and to be standing close to the spot, not on it, but close to the spot of where Jesus Christ would have been born. One of the things that's in the scriptures there, it says, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And they came with haste. The swaddling clothes do have significance. It says the swaddling clothes would be assigned to these shepherds. And so we think about swaddling clothes, where they come from. And one of the areas in which the swaddling clothes came from was literally the priests who were serving in the high place or the high court or in the Holy of Holies. Not the holiest of holy, but the holy place. Not the Holy of Holies, but the holy place. When their garments got to a position where they needed to replace them, they didn't throw them away. They would actually strip them. They would actually cut them in pieces. And they would use that not only in... they would use it when the child was come to the temple to be circumcised. They would use that as a way to wrap the child up on the eighth day when he was 8 years old. They would use it in the birth of the sheep for the temple there in the Tower of the Flock. They would use these various things. So, but one of the things I want to point out is that the sign would have been when they approached this humble, you know, humble place, and whether you think it was in a barn or a hewn out place on the hill or the Tower of the Flock, it really doesn't matter. All it is that it would have been significant to see something as valuable as swaddling clothes, not like rich people's clothes, but if somebody who of Joseph and Mary's means would not have probably had access to swaddling clothes. They were expensive. It was either given to them or whatever the case is. So when the shepherds would have shown up, they would have been like, what is this babe doing in a barn, in this cave? And why is he lying in a manger? And why is he wrapped in swaddling clothes? It would have been a sign. It would have been absolutely different. I mean, if you laid your baby in a manger, yeah, it would be different. Secondly, the swaddling clothes were used as a means to wrap the scrolls, the Torah. It's an amazing thought that the pre-incarnate, the Savior, Jesus Christ, who is the living Word, was wrapped in swaddling clothes in which the priest would wrap the Torah, the Word of God. Here we have the Word of God wrapped in swaddling clothes, the living Word of God. It's amazing. It's an amazing thought. And then I'll just, the fourth one would be that they also use swaddling clothes, or at least that type of material, in burial as well. So we see the picture there. Not only is he laying there in swaddling clothes, he's laying there in these wrappings that would have also been used in the act of burying people. Born to die. He was born to die. Look down at the manger. There he is in swaddling clothes. There he is in clothes that they would bury someone in. And the last one, which I like the most, and whether or not it is or is not, but certainly the shepherd's field is close to the area in which they raised the temple sheep for sacrifice. And they would raise these sheep in a certain way that they might be able to be sacrificed. And when a sheep was ready to have her baby, they brought her into a tower, and there the sheep would have the baby, the lamb, and the lamb would be wrapped in swaddling clothes to keep that lamb from causing harm to itself. Because if there was one scratch, if there was one blemish, that lamb could not be used eventually in the worship on the Temple Mount. So we have Jesus Christ wrapped in swaddling clothes, the perfect man, a man who would... a child who would never sin, who would never at one time have a sinful thought or commit a sinful deed. The perfect Lamb of God, born in a manger, born in lowly estates, born. He was the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and yet here he is. It's an amazing thought, isn't it? That Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, would come and be born. He would live a sinless life, that he would die for our sins. He would take our place on the cross, and there he would pay sin's price for us, and would be buried, and 3 days later rise from the dead, in order that I, in order that you, might have eternal life, in order that our sins might be forgiven. What a wonderful Savior we have. And the children did such a great job tonight of singing about that, that wonderful, wonderful Savior. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a blessing it is to hear the children sing tonight of your wonderful Son. And Lord, I pray tonight, if there's someone here who is in the audience tonight or maybe online watching, Lord, if there be someone who has never accepted you as their personal Savior, Lord, may they accept you tonight. May, as they hear the gospel story, as they hear the Christmas story, Lord, may they realize their sinful condition. May they come to you, and may they accept you. Lord, we want to thank you for your Son. We want to thank you for what he did for us. Lord, we bow. We humble ourselves before you. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing a verse of invitation.